This morning I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, and I'll be reading from the ESV version. The righteous reign of the branch. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place be his glories. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's open this time with a word of prayer. Amen. Lord, we are here so grateful for your word, for the hope and for the beautiful things that you have given us, these precious treasures and gems that we find in your word that encourage us in times when darkness is prevailing and injustice. And so we pray that you will open our hearts, our ears, and we'll receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, when we hear the word joy, many of us immediately think of something fragile, something that disappears when life gets hard. And we think that joy belongs to good days, to answered prayers, and when things are going well. But Isaiah does something surprising in this passage. He speaks about joy at a moment when nothing looks joyful at all. Isaiah is preaching to people who feel cut down. Their world is unstable. Their leaders are fragile, their future feels uncertain, and instead of promising quick fixes or easy answers, God gives them a picture. Not of a throne, not of a victory, but of a stump. A tree that has already been cut down. And God says, from here, from this stump, joy will grow. This is the kind of joy Advent gives us. Not joy that ignores reality, but joy that enters reality. Not joy that depends on our strengths, but joy that begins in weakness. Not joy rooted in circumstances, but rooted in a person. And so today, as we listen to Isaiah 11, we are invited to see joy differently. Not as something we must create, but as something God grows himself. And so Isaiah begins by showing us a beautiful truth in the first two verses. He's showing us in the first two verses that God grows joy where we see no future. And let's read the verses 1 and 2 together, and we'll see right away that God grows joy where we see no future. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Isaiah begins with an image that feels very close to real life, a stump, a tree that has been cut down, no branches, no leaves, no fruit. In other words, nothing that looks promising. And this is where Israel was. Their kingdom was broken. Their leaders have failed, and the promises of God felt very, very far away. If we go to the previous chapter of Isaiah, chapter 10 ends with a forest falling and nations shaking. Everything that looked strong has gone. And into that moment, God speaks and says, from this stump, a shoot will come. Not a mighty tree, not an instant solution. A shoot, small, quiet, easy to miss. And Isaiah is pointing us to Jesus Christ. This shoot is not an idea or a symbol, it's a person. Jesus will come not through power, but through humility. I love how the Word of God connects perfectly. Not Jesus didn't come through a palace, but through a manger. When God decided to save his people, he didn't start where humans expect strength. He started where grace alone could receive the glory. In a little manger, in humility. And notice how Isaiah describes him, from the stump of Jesse. If you are curious when you are reading, you will ask this question. Why it says from the stump of Jesse and not from the stump of David? Well, because he's talking not about the great king of Israel that they had in mind. Jesse, take us back behind the throne, behind the crown, and back to the simple beginnings of God's election. If you remember, Naomi in a foreign land, bringing Ruth, and Ruth getting married with Boaz. And then from Boaz was born Obed. And from Obed, Jesse, who is the father of David. And we do not know much about Jesse. But through him runs the promise Isaiah is telling us that God is not continuing a broken system. He's speaking his promise by resetting or restarting the story through grace as he did at the beginning. God remains faithful to David, but he fulfilled his promise in a way that does not depend on King David. Showing us a man who is unknown to us. And then Isaiah is telling us this shoot is then filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit does not visit him briefly. The Spirit rests on him. Do you remember when Jesus was baptized? Spirit of God rested upon him and didn't leave him. And then he's full of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. All belongs to him. And what looks small carries heaven's authority. What nobody was paying attention is receiving the full authority. What looks weak is actually God's answer to a broken world. From the stump of Jesse. And at the end, in these two verses, Isaiah says that this branch will bear fruit. Now you need to have a lot of faith and a lot of patience, if you want to see fruit. But God is promising this branch will bear fruit. This joy is not just a moment or a feeling. It is a work of God who continues to grow this hope, this joy, this expectation in our hearts. Where Christ is present by his Spirit, joy may begin quietly, but it does not remain buried. Over time, it will bear fruit. It will bear trust, endurance, repentance, hope, even in places that still feel broken. So let me bring this close to us. What is the place in your life where you see no fruit right now? To make it a little bit closer, where you see no future right now. Maybe a relationship that feels finished. A season of waiting that feels endless. Or maybe a mistake you cannot undo. But the good news, dear brothers and sisters, is that Advent does not tell you to deny these realities. Advent tells you that because Jesus has come near, this is exactly where God may be growing something new for you and for me. God grows joy where we see no future. But let's continue. Isaiah does not stop there. He now shows us that this growing joy is sustained not by our own strengths or our own emotions, but by the way this king rules. Notice this in verses 3 to 5. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what we see with what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness, he will judge the needy. With justice, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips. He will slay the wicked, and righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. So the second truth we find here is that joy grows when we trust Christ's rule. Isaiah shows us that this joy is coming steady and strong. He tells us what kind of king Jesus is. And the first thing he says is that his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. In simple words, Jesus loves to do the will of the Father. How many times we find that same expression in the Gospels and in the New Testament when Jesus himself, he was saying, I came to do the will of my, that is my delight. What brings him joy is obedience, faithfulness, and trust in God. And this means his rule is never selfish. His rule is never careless, never unjust. And Isaiah continues and he says, this king does not judge by appearances. How many times again we read in the New Testament, in the Gospels, that Jesus didn't pay attention to what they were saying because he knew their hearts, their intentions. Even before they were in front of him, he was telling them, I knew where you were before. This king does not judge by appearances. He does not rule by what looks strong or impressive. He's not fooled by words, power, or influence. He sees the heart. He sees the truth. Jesus sees perfectly. His judgments are always right. And that is why his rule produces joy instead of fear. And so that's why Isaiah mentioned the poor and the meek. And this is very important. The poor and the meek are not more valuable than others, but they are more easily crushed by injustice system and careless leaders. Humans often fail them. Courts fail the poor and the meek. Governments fail them. Even well-meaning people fail them. But here is where joy comes. Jesus does not. His righteousness protects the vulnerable, and his faithfulness means no one is invisible to him. That should fill our hearts of joy. He knows you. He knows where you are at right now. Your experiences. He knows everything. But here we need to make a little bracket and a little clarification. We need to make this statement very clear and balanced, because Isaiah is not turning the gospel into a social program. Helping the poor is not the gospel. Christ is the gospel. But because Jesus does not judge by appearances, because he sees the heart and the whole truth, his righteous rule protects the poor and the meek. So justice then is not the root of our joy. Jesus is the root of our joy. Justice flows from his rule, his justice, and he judges not by appearances or by human efforts. And think about how this works in every day, in everyday life. How many times have you been misunderstood because people only saw part of the story? And how relieving it is when someone finally says, "Don't worry, the whole situation was recorded on camera. We have seen everything. The truth is clear." Imagine what that means in front of a judge. Jesus sees everything. The joy comes from knowing that the decision is no longer based on appearances or opinion, but on the truth. And that gives a small glimpse of Jesus. This illustration shows us that our King, who already sees everything clearly, who never misunderstands, and whose judgment is always right, is watching you. No matter what experiences you are passing through right now, he sees everything. He says that righteousness and faithfulness are like a belt around Jesus. Everything Jesus does is held together by truth and trustworthiness. There are no surprises with him. So, my dear friends, when life feels unfair, when decisions don't make sense, when justice seems delayed, Advent joy does not come from controlling the outcome. Joy grows when we place our trust in the rule of our King Jesus. We may not understand many things now. We may be thinking, and we'll continue thinking, that there are many things unjust right now, and that probably you are seeing it, but the people that you want to see those injustices are blind. But Jesus sees everything. That brings joy to our hearts. Amen. Now, Isaiah continues. This king's righteous rule does not end with us. It moves history towards a joyful future God has promised. That's our third point in this passage. Joy is where history is going. Joy is where history is going. Let's read together these verses 6 to 10, and it says, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra. And the weaned child shall put his hand in the other's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal for the peoples. Of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious." Joy is where history is going. Isaiah now lift our eyes from the present moment and shows us the future. He gives us this beautiful picture of creation healed. Predators no longer destroying. Children no longer afraid. Danger replaced by peace. And my friends, this is not fantasy, this is not poetry. This is not just to make us feel better for a future. This is God telling us the story of the world is heading under the reign of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? So beautiful how faith can help us to see and to believe that he came for the first time as he promised. So the second time is going to happen. Fill our hearts of faith, hope, and joy. In this passage, we are seeing that Isaiah is being honest with all of us. This is not the world we fully experience yet. I mean, look around. You will not leave your child with a lion, right? We still see violence. We still see injustice. Still see creation groaning. And this Advent season does not deny that reality. Instead, Advent teaches us to live between what Christ has already begun and what he will one day complete. Joy, then, is not pretending, my friends. I want you to hear that again. Joy is not pretending. Joy is trusting the direction God has promised. Yes, it's possible to have joy in the middle of the tribulations, in the middle of the injustice. Isaiah tells us that the future is certain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. In the Bible, knowledge of God is not just information. It means relationship. It means presence. It means belonging as one. It means that God is no longer distant or ignoring us, but He is known, He is trusted, and He is loved everywhere. That will happen one day. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. And that day, fear will be gone, will disappear because God is near. Injustice ends because God reigns, and joy becomes complete because nothing separates us from Him. And to close, just want to put the cherry at the top of that expression. At the end, in verse 10, Isaiah ends by calling Jesus the root of Jesse. I love these findings on the Word of God. At the beginning was a shoot from the stump of Jesse. But at the end, Isaiah is telling us He is the root of Jesse. It's very intentional. There is no mistake. At the beginning, Jesus appeared as a small shoot, humble, quiet, almost unnoticed as His first coming. Now, He is revealed as the root, the source, the foundation, the one whom all life flows. He's not from Jesse. He sustains even Jesse. Same Jesus who came low in Bethlehem is the Lord of history, holding everything together and guiding it towards His promised future. All nations will come to Him. The nations that one resisted God, ignore Him, or oppose Him will now seek for Him. They will come not in fear, but for rest. And His resting place shall be glorious. That word, rest, for me means home. I have been traveling quite a bit this year, and for me, rest is home. But for us as well. It is the joy of finally belonging where we were meant to belong. So my friends, Advent joy, look forward. It looks beyond today's headlines, beyond broken systems, beyond unanswered questions. Joy is not rooted in the present moment alone. Joy is rooted in the certainty that Jesus is leading history somewhere good, somewhere called home. And this is why we can rejoice even when the world still feels broken and is broken. But the King has come. The King is reigning. And the King will bring his joy to completion. And that's why his church says, come, Jesus, come. The bride and the church and your people says, come, Lord Jesus. Take us home. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for coming near to us. Grow your joy in the places where we see no future. Please teach us to trust your rule and help us live with hope as we wait for the joy you are bringing. By your Spirit, may this joy real in us today. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.